Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Have a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Gaylord Institute, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And folks, as we discussed earlier, the Supreme Court is taking Obamacare into consideration and some of the elements of it, whether the individual mandate is constitutional, whether and then whether it can even stand, if the law can actually prevail, if they strike that down, they could do a lot of different things. But Grace Marie, let's talk about some of the things that I know you've been working on is what do we do? Let's just assume that the law is taken apart into some level, or maybe even repealed a year from now with another Congress and another president. If that happens, what do we do after that? You posed the problem. Now, what is your solution?
Mm-hmm. And I think that there is a very real chance. I mean, the law, it's not constitutional. The individual mandate takes the Commerce Clause further than it ever has gone before, as Justice Kennedy, among others, said. Wouldn't this be a complete change in the relationship between individuals and mm-hmm. government if the government can tell us how to spend our own private money?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the individual mandate's gone, which means that this is like the center pole in the circus tent. You know, there's some other poles holding mm-hmm. other parts of the tent, but you know, the middle is going to collapse, and it's not really going to work.
The individual mandate is the ugliest part, but there are many ugly parts of this bill.
There really are. I mean, there's dozens of new taxes. Have $575 billion worth of new taxes on medical devices and prescription drugs and health insurance and Medicare. So I think the taxes are going to be a big issue, and Congress.
That's going to hurt industries, isn't it? I mean, that's not just going to affect healthcare costs, but it's going to hurt the industries that create those devices that we all count on.
They're already laying off people. 1,000 people lost their jobs in the medical device industry because they said we have to plan, we have to prepare because
right.
these taxes are basically going to take away our research budget.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I think Congress is going to have to fix things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they strike down the whole law, then Congress has to start over again. There's some
provisions
that
are popular. The Supreme Court, could it actually strike down the whole law?
Yes.
Huh.
That they have held about an hour and a half, I think, of arguments over what we call severability.
Mm-hmm.
Is if they decide that the individual mandate is unconstitutional, which I believe there's a large chance they will, then not write a provision. This law stands. If any one part is declared unconstitutional or invalid, they put that in there.
You think that was hubris or just an oversight?
It's hard. I mean, you can't really know political motivations.
Yeah.
But if they left it out, because it wasn't an earlier version and it was taken out, it
mm-hmm.
could have been sloppiness,
mm-hmm.
but it also could have been that they thought, you know, we're going to dare them. If they have to strike the whole thing, they'll never do that. Well, they
won't. So what would happen? Let's say that for whatever reason, within a year, there is no more Obamacare. That is completely gone, can it actually be dismantled to that degree? All the things that are already being put in place right now, could those things be vacated?
Yeah, some of the things like putting 26-year-olds on their parents' policies, the industry can just do that. It doesn't need a law.
Right.
It can just do that.
Right.
If there's the pre-existing condition pools, we need to make sure that people can get coverage if they've got pre-existing conditions. So Congress is going to have to create a new way to solve that
mm-hmm.
problem. They can solve many of the problems.
Right.
And with much less legislation, a step-by-step approach, and they're going to just have to get to work, and that's one of the things we're advising them
right.
about. What do we do to solve the very real problems that we all know exist in the health sector?
Another thing you talk, and you wrote about this in a Washington Times article this week, is is this the Obamacare is going to put new pressure on the states because of what it's imposing on them from a Medicaid standpoint. It's shoving many new people onto the Medicaid rolls as a result of Obamacare that the states are going to have to pay for, and they don't have the money.
They don't have the money. And the states have that's one of the reasons that the states have gone before the Supreme Court. 26 states, pardon me, have said, if you force us to expand the Medicaid program, the joint federal-state program for low-income Americans, if you force us to expand this well into the middle class, it's going to take away all the money we have for roads and schools and public safety. We can't do this. That really is the main reason that the 26 states went to the Supreme Court. They said this is commandeering our resources.
Especially at a time when the states are loath to spend any extra money on anything.
$118 billion is what they say it's going to cost them over the decade.
Right.
And they're barely able to balance their budgets now. They're already having to cut cities.
And folks, if you thought, well, this was a Republican versus Democrat thing, the reason the states sued over Obamacare, these are fiscal issues.
Absolutely.
It's about the money. There's so many things that are being done these days that it seems to me that all we have to do is say, okay, this is fine, but who's going to pay for it?
Because
there's nobody. I mean, where's the money going to come from, folks? And that's what we've got to do across the board for this country from now on. We have to say, where's the money going to come from? If you don't have the money in hand, so to speak, then, you don't get the bill, you don't get the law, you don't get the regulation. We got to do more of that. We're going to come back, and I'm going to ask Grace Marie, what's the difference in the individual mandate and the employer mandate? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.